All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Arrowhead Springs Public Infrastructure District. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow, Jensen and Reese. Today is May 22nd. It's 1:03 p.m. We do have a quorum of the board. For our call to order, if everyone could state your name for the recording and record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Matt L., you want to start for us?
Sure. Matt Lewis, board member.
Matt Rasband, board member.
David Hutchison with CLA.
Ryan Pullman, the developer.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. David, did you say your name? Okay, that's what I thought. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
Nope.
Okay. Oh, and it looks like Matt Entz has joined as district council.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. I just decided to jump on and say hello.
Okay, sounds good. All right, first up, board, is we're going to have a public hearing in regards to the final 2025 budget. So what I need is a motion to open the public hearing.
I'll motion to open the public hearing.
Thanks, Lewis.
I'll second that motion.
Thanks, Rasband. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, I'll quit sharing. We are now in the public hearing to take any public comments. We'll let David go through the budget for us.
Okay, thanks, Michael. So in the general fund, we had one update to the tentative budget, and that was here in the insurance cost. We bumped that up to 6,500 from the 4,500 to be able to include some prepayment of future years to get a discounted rate. So we're looking 750 estimated at revenue, interest income, transfers in 115,000, 42,000 of total expenditures, and that gets us an ending fund balance of 73,750. I don't know if you guys had any specific questions or anything you wanted to look at. Everything else is the same from the tentative budget.
Board, any questions?
No questions here.
None.
Okay. What I need then would be a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll motion to close our public hearing.
Great. Thanks, Matt L.
I'll second that motion.
Thanks, Matt R. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That is unanimous. All right, next up is the board meeting minutes from our May 13th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? I'll
Yes.
put them
Yes.
up. Okay. Do they look accurate?
Yes.
Looked accurate.
Okay. Then can I get a motion to approve the board meeting minutes from our May 13th meeting?
I propose a motion to approve our May 13th board meeting minutes.
I'll second the motion.
All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, next up is the budget resolution. So in Utah, we have to adopt budgets through a resolution. So this resolution just says that we had the public hearing and that we're going to approve the budget that David just went through. Now, one thing I wanted to note was because we did assessment bonds, the governing document did allow the district to impose a mill levy, but we did not impose. This shows no mill levy. I just wanted to confirm with you guys that we were not going to impose any mill levies. Is that correct?
At present, that is correct, but this is not removing our ability to do so in the future, correct?
It does not, no.
Yeah.
So if we wanted to in the future, the process would be that we would have a budget that would reflect whatever mill levy we're going to impose. We would pass a budget resolution that showed that mill levy. I would take the resolution, the budget, we would take the governing document, and that's what we would present to the county auditor and to the state tax commission. And that's how we would be able to impose the mill levy. So It's not the normal truth and taxation that other districts have to go through. We've done it before with a couple other districts. That's all we need to do, right? So
What's the timing to get that done?
it would be if we wanted to impose it in 26, then we would have a budget resolution in December of this year when we adopt the final budget. Now, we have the ability up to June 22nd to change. Let's say for 26, we leave it at zero in December, but the board and you decide, say in May, that you want to impose that. We would have a board meeting. We would propose a budget amendment. And in that budget amendment, then we would say we're going to impose the mill levy. I just have to have everything to the county auditor and to the state tax commission by June 22nd. That's the cutoff date.
Okay. All right. That
So,
sounds good.
yeah, the one thing I would add to that is we are getting pushback from some counties about that timetable, and we're starting to hear from some county auditors that they want to know about any tax increases prior to January 1st. So that's the one caveat. They may get more stringent about that, and we might have to deal with that. Right now, with the timetable that Michael laid out, is what we currently are dealing with, but we're starting to hear that they might try to tighten that up and tell us, if you want to levy a tax, you have to let us know before January 1st. So we may just have to take that into account.
Okay.
Okay. With that, then, board, if you're comfortable with the resolution showing the zero, which it sounds like we are, what I need then is a motion to approve resolution 2025-05.
All motion approval of the budget resolution 2025-05.
Thanks,
Wait a
Matt.
second.
Thanks, Matt. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, so let's bust out calendars. So we'll need to have an August meeting and then a November and a December meeting for the rest of this year. So we'll have those three meetings. Is there a week, so like say first, second, third week of the month, a certain day of the week, and then a time that works for you guys? So like, do you have our, let's get to August. So does the second week Monday, second week Tuesday work? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The 14th is one of the best days of the year, by the way, in August.
Is that your birthday?
It is. Do you guys know?
If possible to steer clear of Mondays, it's better for me. But if it's not possible, I can make myself available.
Okay. We've got times the first and second weeks on Wednesdays, Thursdays. I don't know if you guys want to stay away from Fridays. Probably not a bad idea in case somebody wants to go anywhere.
Yeah, Thursdays seem to work for me.
Thursdays.
Out
Okay.
there, yeah.
Matt, that worked for
Yeah,
you as well? Yes.
agreed, yeah.
All right. Thursday, first week. Call it the, it would be the 7th of August. Well, I guess that's technically the second week because Friday the 1st, but call it the 7th. And then in November, it would be the 6th. And then December, it would be the 4th. Does that work for everybody?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Then, David, that works for you?
Yep, that
Okay,
works for me too.
perfect. All right, could I get a motion to the effect of that being our annual meeting schedule for the rest of 25?
Yeah, I'll motion. Our annual meetings, August 7th, November 6th, and December 4th.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Matt. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's everything I show. Do you guys have anything for us?
No. Nope.
Okay. Razban, will you tell Ben thank you for getting that quarterly report to me? That last
Yes.
meeting when he and I stayed on, that worked perfectly. So just tell him thank you for me.
Will.
All right. If that's it, then take a motion to adjourn.
I motion to adjourn our meeting.
Great.
I
Thanks, Matt.
second.
Thanks, Matt. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, good to see you guys.